We generally think Yom Kippur is the conclusion of the process of tshuva that we begin with Chodesh Elul. And that really seems to be borne out by the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. What does it mean to search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu behimatzo when he is found? That's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it would seem as though Yom Kippur is the Gemara. The Gemara, Baseres Yimei Tshuva, the Gemara, the culmination, the conclusion of this process of tshuva that we're involved in. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes, Yom HaKippur muzman tshuva lakol, luketz mechilu uslichol li Yisrael. Yom HaKippur is a zman tshuva lakol. That's the zman of tshuva. And it's the ketz mechilu uslicha. That's the time. Ketz, that's the time of mechilu uslicha. That's the impression, the first impression you get, that Yom Kippur is the culmination of the process of tshuva. And yet we know that the Svarim say that Sukkos is part of that process too. The Svarim, the Sifrei Kabbalah, talk about Hoshana Rabbah as being the Gemara of the Yamim Noraim. That we wish each other on Hoshana Rabbah, after the Hoshanas, after the clapping of the Aravis, we wish each other a Piska Tova, a good Kfittel. What does that mean? It's some kind of a din. It's a din on Hoshana Rabbah. That's somehow the gemar of the process of tshuva that we're engaged in. The Marsha in Bechoros on Daf Ches Amud Beis has a famous comment that the 21 days of Bein HaMitzarim, the 21 days between Shivas HaBetamas and Tisha B'Av correspond to the Chof Aleph Yimei Libun, the 21 days of purification between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. So it seems as though Hoshana Rabbah is the end. Yom Kippur is not the end. Sukkos is part of that process of tshuva. And the question is, how does Sukkos connect to this process? What's the connection between Sukkos and Yom Kippur, and what's its connection to tshuva? The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, at the end of the first day of creation, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom Echad. Why does it say Yom Echad? It should have said Yom Rishon, just like the Pesukim say, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. It should have said the first day. Why one day? So the Medrash has a cryptic comment. Medrash says, Yom Echad ze Yom HaKippur. The one day, it's Yom Kippur. And really the Medrash is echoing the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Lametes says, Yomim Yutzaru v'lo Echad bohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created many days, but v'lo to him Echad bohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one day. And that's Yom Kippur, the Medrash says. V'lo Echad bohem. Yom Echad. That's Yom HaKippur. What does that mean? Yom Kippur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. It means it's a day of Ruchni. Yom Kippur is a day that's Kulo Ruchni. It's a day that we separate from Gashmias. We say in the Piyut, in Tfilas Musaf, after the Avoda, that Yom HaKippur is a Yom Sha'asa Ba'achilu Shesia, Yom Sha'asa Ba'achitzu V'sicha. It's a day that's also in the Chamisha Inuyim, we abstain from physical activities. What's more, it's a Yom Simas Ahava Vereyas, Yom Azivas Kino V'Sacharus. Yom Kippur is a day that we try to increase friendship and love between people. It's a day that we try to abandon jealousy and competition. We're not involved in the regular physical activities that we're involved in a whole year. We separate from them. We focus on tefillah. We focus on spiritual inyonim. We're not distracted by the pettiness of life, by the materialism of the outside world. The Rosh quotes the Medrash that on Yom Kippur, Samoel, the Satan, so to speak, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, they're like malachim. They walk around Yechefei Rogel, they don't have shoes on, they walk around barefoot, and they don't eat, and they don't drink, just like malachim. And Shalom Beinayim, he says, there's peace between all people. They're like malachim in certain respects. Yom Kippur is a day that we separate from our physical activities. We let go of our physical needs to some extent. And by doing so, we allow our neshamas to express themselves just a bit more. You know, normally there's a conflict between neshama and guf. The neshama and the guf, they live together, trying to live together. But it's not easy for the two to live together because they're opposites. Yom Kippur is the day that we give the upper hand to the neshama. We focus more on our spiritual side. And we feel the kedusha. We feel it's different. We feel a sense of aliyah. We feel elevated. You know, at the end of Ne'ilah, we really feel like different people. But it's hard to live like that forever. We have to return to the physical world. We have to return to our natural activities, the things that we have to be involved in. But how do we do that? How do we do that in a way that Yom Kippur's message is going to stay with us? That we're not going to lose it. We're not going to just be sucked into the old materialism that we were involved in before. That's where Sukkot comes in. Sukkot is a Yom Tov that allows us to bring the message of Yom Kippur home. It allows the message of Yom Kippur to penetrate and to make a lasting impact. Because on Sukkot, we return to the physical world slowly, gradually. First, we enter into the Sukkah. Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, the Pasuk says that we have to live in the Sukkah, and Chazal interpret the beginning of Masechah Sukkah that Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, Amr Torah Tse Midiras Keva Veshev Bediras Arai. The Torah tells us to go to the Sukkah because we're supposed to live for a short time in a temporary dwelling, to leave the stable homes, the Diras Keva that we have. Live in a more temporary type of dwelling. Why is that? What's the idea of the Dira Sarai of the Sukkah? The Chidah is quoted as saying that the Sukkah helps us internalize the notion that all of the Gashmias of life is fleeting. It's all ephemeral. It's not lasting. It's not lasting, and it's not chashuv. It's not important. It's not significant. The message of the Sukkah is don't get so involved in the materialism and the Gashmias of the world, because it doesn't last anyway. It doesn't have a real chashivas. It's not the ikar. The ikar is Torah mitzvahs. Ikar is ruchnius. That's what we have to get involved in. Not the gashmius. Gashmius is also important. The Chazal say that you need a healthy measure of gashmius in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Dirano is marachiv daito shalada. Having a nice home, it's marachiv daito. It gives a person a certain harchava sadas. It gives him a yishav adas, it gives him a certain sense of feeling settled. So he's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. But there has to be a limit. That's a tofel. It's not the ikar. It's not what we should be focusing on. That's the message of the Sukkah. The Diras Arai of the Sukkah teaches us that make sure you realize what is Arai and what should be Keva. The Torah and Mitzvahs really should be the Keva, it should be the ikar of life. And that's the kesher between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Sitting in the Sukkah helps us internalize the message of Yom Kippur, to have a proper sense of what is Ikar and what is Tafel in life. And it's through the mitzvah of Sukkah that we complete the tshuva of Yom Kippur. It's through the mitzvah of Sukkah that we can make the tshuva of Yom Kippur last throughout the whole year. Shol bizocheh to a gemar chasima tova, to a meaningful Yom Kippur, to a tshuva shleima. Bizocheh to a year of health and happiness. Mazel and Brocha, Shnas Chaim v'Shalom. May this be the year that we see the ultimate Geula and the Binyan Bayis Shlishi b'Mehirah. Amen.